Good afternoon. Thank you very much for joining us, especially in typhoon days, and just like the economy situation. I think last time I came here, it was the beginning of the year, and the economy downturn was just beginning. And now we're seeing it coming to a more stable stage, and I'd like to take this chance to share with you what we have been doing in the past six months, where we invest, and what we anticipate those investments will bring us to in the next 6 months. So I think I will review the strategy and execution and our overarching strategy. Trend Micro's overarching strategy is smart protection network. Cloud security, protection from the cloud, and protection for the cloud. And also our second half strategy and execution plan. So this is the exact slide I used last August. In last August, we say, because we seeing the possible economy downturn, we decided to control the cost, and we want to switch out of the high-cost user acquisition, such as PC OEM. And also, we switch out from the appliances and switch to the virtual appliances, and we will start to invest in smart protection network. And first half of 2009 was the execution plan, according to that slide. I think in the first half of 2009, we launched Smart Protection Network. We call it version 1, protection from the cloud. So we launched Office Scan 10 and Threat Management System version 2. And we also try to control moderately, invest at the same time, control the cost. So we were investing on protection for the cloud. Later on, I will get into more detail about what is that protection for the cloud and where is the opportunity of that protection for the cloud. But in first half, we acquired a company called Third Brigade, located in Canada, for focus on protection for the cloud technology. And we also continue to build out our smart protection network backbone, including the secure site, which is web threat protection for the website, and also email encryption on the back end. We increase our web gateway and web client, web protection on the client side deployment, and we establish a specialized business unit to further develop our data center security strategy. Those are the four major areas that we invest in. And to review what we deliver on the Smart Protection Network version 1, we launched the product. In Japan, it's called Virus Buster Corporate Edition 10, just 2 weeks ago. But we launched that in US in May, early May. And this is what we deliver. We say, at that time, we say protection from the cloud means that we will deliver a very smart and light protection agent, because what customer want is something light and high performance. They cannot upgrade their PC just because they want to load a huge pattern file. And I think we deliver on that vision. The new version of Office Scan 10, first chart shows that the pattern file deployment, usually in the old times, whenever there's a pattern file deliver in the customer's network, you will see a big spike of the traffic. And in especially enterprise customer, this is what they need to avoid, because otherwise they need to invest to the highest spike point, right? After Office Scan 10, that bandwidth usage is very stable. You don't see that spike. But customer getting the continuous update of the pattern file. The second chart here shows that If, according to the projection of the new threats, if without the smart protection network, then the pattern file will grow like that red bar. That's how our competitors' pattern file will be growing. But with the smart protection network, that's the blue bar. Trend Micro's pattern file will keep constant and even some decline. So we provide a better protection, faster protection, and lighter climb. That's our deliver. And overall, the customer's PC's burden will be 50% less. With that kind of protection and performance improvement, we're seeing some early sign of customer appreciating this type of in-the-cloud services that reduce their cost, total cost of ownership. So these are some customer from US mainly, because we launched this product in US first. So for instance, University of Windsor, they see that we reduce 81% of the malware in their environment with our web reputation services. And global weaving machine builder, they switching from our competitor, switching to Trend Micro because they see that our office scan reduce their operation cost and reduce their PC's performance loading. So they switch to Trend Micro. And next one is food industry. They switching to Trend Micro's office scan 10. And another school increased web protection to simplify the support. I use these two examples because the first one is a very large network deployment. So it's suitable for large company to deploy office scan because they see that it's a reducing of their operation cost. And the second one is a small school district. But so large enterprise and small business all see the benefits of smart protection network. Those are some early signs of the success. We believe with this type, we continue to invest and pushing out our solution of a smart protection network will create this type of switching customer from our competitor. And the other one that we focusing on growing is our SaaS model, the InterScan mail hosted services, that is the SaaS model mail security. We seen that last time we projected that at the 2010, we will reach a 30,000 user count, and we are on track on the customer count. And on the seat count, we projected that we will reach 1.3 million at the end of 2009, and we're seeing that we are a little bit ahead of that projection until July. The reason that the seat count is a little bit over than the customer count is because we're seeing more bigger customer, more per customer per more seat count coming to use these services. We believe it's because of economy downturn and therefore more customer, even the larger customer who originally will host their own mail security now are thinking the hosted services is a viable solution. So we believe those two shows that the smart protection version one, protection from the cloud, the SaaS model and the light model is showing the early sign of success. Now let's move to next, the big one. Previously I said protection for the cloud. Protection for the cloud. Cloud, I think in the past 3 months, a lot of people talking about the cloud computing. And I think last week, Nikkei Shimbun and everything is talking about the cloud computing. Why do cloud computing suddenly become such a hot topic? Mainly is because there's huge amount of data that need to be processed. And the world economy is so interrelated that if someone can process this data and take advantage of this knowledge coming from this data, it becomes the company's competitive edge. And therefore, a lot of companies are moving to cloud computing so that they can have very flexible process and very quick dynamic decision support. With that, you can see that in the past few years, all these big companies make a lot of investment in cloud computing. And IDC projected that it's going to be $150 billion by 2013, by year 2013, the whole cloud computing business. It's a big business. And for Trend Micro, compared with those big players, they are all the cloud provider. Trend Micro focus on the security from the cloud part. But in the past 3 years, we already invest a lot. And that base will enable Trend Micro to become the security for the cloud major player, or I would say the leader in the cloud security. Let's look at what stops people moving to the cloud. The number one concern, customers say, is security. They don't know how will the cloud computing secure their data and secure their system. So there's two trends. When people moving to the cloud, there's two important change in the security world. The first one is the enterprise, private cloud, the enterprise and the internet data center. When they start to consolidate the server into a virtual server, or they starting to build out their private cloud, what we see is that there's new threats that were coming because of a new layer. The hypervisor is a new layer. It will introduce another new threat. And there's another type, which is, let me use next slide to explain. Usually before, yay? Usually before, on the corporate environment, they put a firewall or IDS, IPS, in front of all the server. And then the corporate user will say, then we're safe. Our data center is safe. Because the server will not move, right? And the data is inside the server. And therefore, if I put a firewall and IDS, IPS, then the whole data and server are safe. But in the new era, if you go to cloud computing and virtualization, what you see is that all these servers become almost like mobile computers. They move around. They can move from one network segment to another network segment. The firewall here will not protect when it moves here. And the firewall here has different configuration. And the IDS, IPS will have different rule sets that need to be configured. So it poses a new challenge. This firewall and IDS, IPS can no longer protect this type of dynamic data center. And even the PC, the compliances will have to change, because before, the compliances always assume the data, the system management log is all within one system. But now the system will move. Not to mention, if they also move to the public cloud. If they starting to use some public cloud and the server and the data moving back and forth between different network segments and the public cloud. This is a challenge in the security for the cloud. And because of that, creating a new solution, which Trend Micro, by acquiring the Third Brigade and also by integrate with our existing investment from the past 3 years, we create this new solution where it's the firewall and the IDS, IPS is not a box just stand in front of all this virtual server. It's a virtual appliance by itself that is sitting on the physical machine here. So all the virtual server that come into this host will be protected by these virtual appliances. Not only that, we also can deploy through these virtual appliances. Whenever there's a new machine coming, there's an agent deployed to that new virtual server. And this virtual server has the security policy. Whenever this server move to another segment or move to the cloud, it will bring this security policy together with it. And therefore, no matter where the server and the data goes, it will have the security to go with that. Just imagine that this market, this network firewall IDS IPS market was $2.8 billion. It could move, a lot of it could move to this part of the virtual appliances, virtual firewall IDS IPS, and the agent on the virtual servers. And cloud computing also have the same situation that they need to put a new agent onto all of those servers. The other even longer term is that for the public cloud, for the individual user, it's not just the system that I want to protect my PC, but most importantly, I want to protect my data. And those data are everywhere. It could be stored on the PC, it could be stored on my PDA or my smartphone, but also it could be storing on my Twitter or the Facebook, all those different places. And Trend Micro last year acquired a company called Bristol. It's identity-based encryption. It's a very unique, very special encryption method that will identify, we call it for your eyes only, all the data. You can store your data on Facebook, but your encryption key is stored in somewhere else, not with the Facebook, for instance. So your data and encryption key are separated. Only you can integrate them too, and therefore only you can seize it. That's the identity-based data protection that we seize will be very critical application for the public cloud data protection. The other part is on the data protection in the enterprise environment. The threat to the data is, it could be employee unintentionally leaked out, or the malware, the so-called information stealing malware, or the lost PC. All of this, we have the data protection, leakage protection. Those are the solution that we can combine together. And I think later on, Omigawa-san will introduce more about our progress on this side. So overall, these are the three areas: protection for the cloud, data is more important, and server is more important. So server point protection, virtualization protection, and data protection. Those are the three areas that is our smart protection network version 2, protection for the cloud. In order to realize this new opportunity, protection for the cloud, Trend Micro in last quarter, we reorganized the company. Instead of we creating or acquire a new company, a big new company, and spend a lot of investors' money, we actually consolidate and rearrange our existing resources to try to realize this. So we combine our consumer and small business and increase our focus on the volume channel with this what we call it volume CBU, and we combine our mid-sized business unit with our enterprise business unit to become our value CBU. And with that combination, we come up with the new resources, reuse of our existing resources to increase our focus on solution CBU, focusing on the data protection, and another new business unit, which is data center protection for the server point and the data center virtual server protection. Those are the overall new organization. And this new organization, I feel very proud and very important about this organization, which is usually this type of reorganization take a lot of political struggling and disruption in the company. But in Trend Micro, we actually did it within a month, and everybody was immediately into their position. And the whole team is a very global and localized team. If you look at all the sales and all the just by the name here, you can tell it's a very global cooperation team. And also in each of the region, we have a local sales head in charge of the local sales. So that's the organization that we see. And with this new organization, we believe we can sustain the original business with the volume and the value to CBU, still focusing on our current business and continue to execute on our smart protection network version 1, protection from the cloud, and 2 other business units that will focus on protection for the cloud, data protection and data center protection. So with that organization, we believe this is the IDC projection of all the different market segments. And originally, we play in this area. But with the virtual server and cloud computing server, we were able to start to play in the network security with the virtual firewall, virtual IDS. And here is another area that previously Trend Micro do not play, that is proactive endpoint risk management, that including endpoint encryption, endpoint data protection, and the system hardening. Here is encryption toolkit, that is another area. So in total, we believe the total accessible market that Trend Micro current business and future expansion can play is about $28 billion US dollar market. It's a big market. Trend Micro's current revenue is about $1 billion. So we think we have a great chance to grow in this new market. And just a little bit reflection on how we grow. I think, yes, every company wants to grow, but we choose to have a balanced growth. We believe we need to grow the business with healthy, good, sustainable growth, not just buy the revenue to grow. So if you compare Trend Micro with our competitors, Symantec and McAfee, this is the second quarter in US dollar. Trend Micro grew 0% flat. Enterprise is Symantec is minus 9, and McAfee is 18%. But if you exclude their acquisition, they actually, a lot of this revenue come from secure computing, and they directly adding to that, they grow actually 4%. If you look at the enterprise side, all 3 company actually has declined growth. But we believe with our investment in the protection for the cloud, which is targeting at the enterprise customer in the second half, we were seeing some recovery sign for the enterprise segment. And in the consumer, although Trend Micro give up those high cost acquisition like PC OEM, but we grow the fattest among the 3 player. And not in this chart, but if you look at the overall profitability, Trend Micro's operation profit margin is 30%. Our competitor, McAfee, is 12%. And Symantec is a minus 11%. So I think Trend Micro choose to have healthy, profitable growth. Although we don't grow very fast, but we believe this type of healthy growth is a long-term sustainable growth. So that concludes our first half operation review. Thank you very much.